Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, the most viral stand-up clip about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donski Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Capri from the...
Time I went to Italy.
A.k.a. Don Strowman, the Patreon Don, a.k.a. Donnie SummerSlam, a.k.a. the Goof Haraja of the modern day, coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, Gabba wee, yeah, the girl, she's mine, oh yeah, baby. Damn, she's fine. What is up, jabroniacs? We are back in LA action for your LA satisfaction with all those hot, spicy wrestling reactions. Woo! We are coming off a big SummerSlam weekend to a hot SummerSlam weekend, man. I don't know if you could tell. I'm tired.
You are a rabid dog.
I'm back in studio here in Los Angeles. Oof, with the man you missed, the man that you asked for, the man who is still t-shirtless, Nasty Newman.
How about it? Look, I appreciate all the people saying they missed me, but where were you? Where were you before, huh? It's not until I'm gone that you start to miss me, right? I see you.
Okay, Nasty Newman healing off at the people who like him. That's what he does best.
Because I push people away.
Hey, before we get into it, remember, we got a Patreon. If you're a fan of this show, support the pod. We are grassroots, building this from the ground up, baby. Check out our Patreon. You can go on there, patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. We're going to be recording a bonus episode to come out, and what I'm going to do, post on the Patreon a poll. We're going to do another wrestling movie review, like our Ready to Rumble one. I'm going to post a poll on the Patreon so the patrons can decide which episode we will review. Our last one was known as one of the best episodes we've had so far. And remember, I put out a Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, that's right, the former Intercontinental Champion, but at the time of that interview, I would say it's his last interview before losing the strap. Wow. Was on this, and that was brought to, on this podcast was brought to you by the Patreon. So if you like what we're doing, let's do it. Before we get into talking about the very successful Comedians of Wrestling SummerSlam-tacular that happened this weekend, we got to talk about our sponsor. We got an awesome sponsor on this show. Adam Letterman, attorney at law. Adam is the top guy at the law firm Davis, Saperstein & Solomon, located in New Jersey and New York. Adam was voted a top 40 under 40 lawyer nationally and is certified by the Supreme Court of New Jersey as a civil trial attorney. Adam specializes in personal injury law. Call this guy if you've been hit by a car, a kendo stick, or Elias's guitar. Okay, all Cal listeners get the free legal advice from Adam. Just another perk of this podcast. All you got to do is simply message Adam Letterman, L-E-D-E-R-M-A-M, on Facebook. He's in the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook group. The guy is a jabroniac, okay? Unlike Brock Lesnar, who's not the champion anymore, Adam will be your legal champion. All right, let's get into it, man.
You need to add like a scream in that song. It's like lawyer Rob.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, remember, guys, you can cash in and get your opinions on the show. You leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429.
Blow my mind.
Gabba wee. All right, man.
We haven't even started the show yet. We're still doing the pre-ramble.
We got Zig in studio.
Yeah, I'm doing a flyby, just checking in to see how you turds are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey,
Zig is here via instant transmission.
Yeah,
he's really here just in spirit.
Yeah, I'm astral projecting.
Yo, so We are coming off a successful Comedians of Wrestling SummerSlam-tacular this weekend. It was at Caveat in the Lower East Side. Dolph Ziggler, the Intercontinental Champion at the time, was on the show. Mm-hmm. And people asking me, I got two messages about the show. People can be, thanks to all the jabroniacs who came out. I mean, there was a heavy contingency of Cal listeners there.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see you guys in person, meet some of you guys for the first time, some of you for the second time, some of you for the third time. and that was it. And we hung out after the show. It was awesome. Went to Cat's Deli, a bunch of us, had a bunch of pastrami Rubens.
Ooh,
great
man.
Time.
Fuck, that sounds good.
And the show was awesome. Yeah, two questions I'm getting at the show about the show is, first thing is, how do I get that t-shirt?
Right.
Now, that t-shirt is not, that is a limited edition t-shirt that you guys now all own a copy of. You all have your own tape.
A copy.
A copy.
Yeah, where'd you pick up that copy of that shirt?
In duplicate, baby. The Comedians of Wrestling, the cow animal print t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm just going to drape it over my body.
Absolutely, looking dope. This shirt is not available on Pro Wrestling Tees. Now, look, I have a couple. I'm going to keep some for giveaways.
Yeah.
Okay.
It smells like
but
glue.
I do have some, and you can get at me. Go on the Facebook page, Comedians of Wrestling, if you want to buy one. Okay. And you can just message me, private message me mm-hmm. on Facebook. Do what's that called? Facebook Messenger. Tell me your size. Tell me
your ASL.
Yeah. And you can Venmo me. We were selling the shirts for 20, so just also 25 shipped.
Right.
Because I don't know what it costs to ship them. So let's just say a flat 25. Mm-hmm. And you can have that shirt, which is, I probably have about 10 left.
Oh, wow.
I sold 10 yesterday and today. So if you want one, hit me up on that. Next thing I'm getting is people are asking me when they can watch my stand-up. So for you, for new listeners, because this show's growing, and it's showing, baby.
Growing and showing.
Oh, pretty badass penis pun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty funny. I like when you talk about male parts in a funny way.
Newman's back with this. I still called Steve Austin in studio.
Ah, swig a beer for the penis pun man.
That's right. So, people asking, at the show, I did it was supposed to be a 30-minute set. I went for about 45,
nice.
As always, and was cutting material on the fly on stage.
Wow.
But they're like, how will I be able to watch this show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I'm not sure yet, okay? I'm not sure. This is, again, I say we are grassroots.
Breaking
we shot
news.
This thing. We self-produced it. I got one shot at it, and we had a packed house. It was awesome. Caveat was awesome. But it is being edited, and you will. If you want to see it, you will be able to see it, okay? It won't cost you an arm and a leg to see it either.
Mm-hmm.
It might be free. I'm not exactly sure, but we're going to put this thing out there, and it's going to be awesome. Cool. So, yeah, the show was dope. You guys didn't make the show.
Mm-mm. And again, I wasn't on the show.
I
want to
tell you what happened on
the show.
Before we get into SummerSlam, before we get into all that the spicy wrestling action,
uh-huh.
I guess I'm going to tell you what happened at this show.
All right. Yeah, fill us in. I've been dying to hear.
Okay, so I planned a spot at the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
okay, where I was like, yo, Dolph Ziggler was there. He's always cool about, super kicking me.
Sure.
He's cool about it. So I was like, all right, so throughout the whole show, I kind of rib on him. And then, we end it with, I'm like, all right, at the end of my set. All right, I guess this is a spoiler, uh-huh. but it's all good. This is just entice you to watch, I think. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Am I spoiling
definitely.
Too much, guys?
No,
give the people what they want.
Okay. So I was like, all right, we plan a spot, right?
Yeah.
So we have this spot. He super kicks me, and I'm down. And actually, there's another wrinkle, too, and I'll leave that to when you watch it. I'll leave the wrinkle out, okay?
That's going to make it on the...
What?
Never mind.
In the video.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. No,
the wrinkle.
Yeah, the wrinkle.
The wrinkle will make it.
Okay.
You don't get the wrinkle, okay? We have to leave. The people
sure.
who came, okay? They
give
get the
them
benefit.
What they want, yeah. not what they deserve.
Okay, so I'm laying on the stage. I'm selling the fuck out of this super kick, okay?
Right.
I get super kicked. I'm selling it. And I'm laying down on the ground. I'm down on the ground. And then somebody from the audience comes on stage,
mm-mm.
okay?
I'm already out of this. I'm already so upset at this story.
A random guy, okay?
Okay.
some swamp dweller, okay, comes on stage, takes my water off the stool, pours it all over me.
No. Hands on sight.
So I'm on the ground like, you know, I'm trying to sell, man. I'm living my dream. I'm living my truth. I'm on the ground. And so I get up, and I don't know what to do. No one knows what's going on, if this is a work or if this is shoot. And I promise you, this was shoot.
You worked yourself into a shoot.
I worked myself into a shoot. This guy, this guy pours water on me, and I looked back at the footage. As I push this guy, I push him.
Yeah.
I push this guy as hard as I can.
What's he look like?
He looks, guess what he looks like?
Backward hat, goatee, hockey jersey, shorts.
it was like 2 out of 4. Okay. You got correct.
I'll take it.
It's pretty good. Definitely like a goatee or something. Sure. And definitely shorts.
Okay.
Which, by the way, was a really funny thing about
cargo
like
shorts.
Bunch of people showing up to the venue, right? So this venue that we did the show at, Caveat, they were awesome. Okay. This venue is so dope. Yeah. Okay. Which they were super nice. They were really excited about the show. They were like so amenable to like every. We were trying to shoot it to every need, and so when we get down there, they're like, "Hey, some people from the show are already. They're already in the green room," and I was like, "What?" I knew Shebs wasn't there yet.
Right,
Jason Shabiro. You guys know Shabiro produced the show, did an awesome job. And I was like, what? And then a couple guys came out of the green room as I saw it. And they're guys holding belts. They got multiple belts.
Right. Oh, boy.
So they all came over from NXT. And, you know, wrestling fans have so much merch and gear.
Yeah, yeah.
That the people who ran the venue were like, they must be part of the show because these guys are fucking dressed up.
Little do they know. Like, so to us, we know that if I see someone with multiple belts, red flag.
Yeah. So the girl running the show, her name was Maya. She was lovely. I went to her. I was like, these guys exited. They it was a misunderstanding. Like they thought that like they were supposed to wait there, but they were clearly like they weren't bad. They were cool guys. These guys were too sweet.
The jury's out.
Whatever. Yeah. They didn't do anything wrong. But I sat there. I was like, hey, look, as a rule of thumb, anyone who looks like they're part of the show, they're not part of the show. Okay? Like, no one in the show is rolling up rocking belts and stuff. Okay? Yeah. Just because it would be extra gear to hold.
Right.
People have cameras and stuff. Anyway, so this guy pours the water on me. He had a goatee and definitely shorts. Okay?
Cargo
As
shorts?
I push him, he goes, I'm not part of the show.
He says that?
He says to me, I'm not part of the show.
So this is the equivalent of like locking up in the ring and he's like, yo, put me in the ropes. Like he's like talking to you. He's choreographing this match as on the fly.
I don't know. Wait, what do you think his logic is for saying I'm not part of the show?
Like that.
Don't tase me, bro. I think that's probably.
I think it's like
we're shooting this. I got a bunch of cameras there. I got an audio guy.
I think his logic for telling you.
This guy's like basically is just like, I'm just going to go up there and tag the show.
Well, what his logic is probably. There is no logic. He doesn't understand boundaries and doesn't understand how shows work and decided to become a part of it.
He's probably wasted also, right? They had a bar at this venue. And anyway, so I push this guy.
Sure.
And I scream at him something like, yo, you're going to pour water on me on my own fucking show?
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm legit
Strong
like
Island.
Full on. Yeah.
Like, this fucking mook comes up to me.
I see like full fucking Guido.
I wish I could have seen that so bad.
Yeah. I was so heated.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I was like, what do I do? Like,
fade.
I guess I got to punch this guy in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like my mom's here. You know what I mean? Like, so many things running through my brain. I just did this set. I'm feeling really good about the set.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a great night. And then this guy does this and like, so then I realize that I'm like, oh, I push him and then I go, oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I gave this guy a stunner. Okay. I gave this guy with a setup kick.
Right.
I went up to him, gave him a stunner, but like, because I was so pissed, I fully trapped his head.
Sure.
Like a shoot stunner.
Right.
Okay. Like I was like, you're going down. Like there's no, if you don't go down, I'm going to pull your neck, you know? And, I did it. I went, I give him the stunner and then I pop up and I'm just like, yeah. And I'm screaming, just rip my fucking shirt off. They play
the
music.
Did he sell the stunner?
They play the music. Me and the guy just high five. Like it was over. It was like, yo, you know, like, you know what I mean? I was like, well, you know, I gave him the stunner.
Hey, remember 5 seconds ago you were a total asshole?
Yeah. And then I just end the show. Now, because the reason that I was happy is because, like, I gave, I didn't really think. Like, I get the super kick, we end the show, and then it kind of, everyone was like, is something else going to happen? Like,
right.
The tech didn't, like, play music and say goodnight.
Right.
There was, you know, like, it didn't.
Wow.
This show, so I was kind of awkwardly laying on the stage. Yeah. And so the guy kind of, like, saved the end of the show. And the whole night, I couldn't convince anybody that it wasn't a work.
Right.
People still think I'm working right now. Because I stunned him. Like, he perfectly took the stunner.
Right. That's so weird that he would sell the stunner.
Yeah.
Like, that tells me, is he just the biggest mark? It was like, and is he just wanted to be a part of it?
Well, I don't know, because I was on so much adrenaline.
Right.
I was, like, amped the fuck up.
I mean.
I was like, in my head, I was like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what happens if you take a stunner, especially with a setup kick. And, like, I didn't, like, I gave him, you know, I didn't, like, actually kick him. I just gave him, like, and... Like, he didn't move back. He, like, leaned. I guess he must have leaned into it.
Right.
I mean, we're going to have to look at the footage.
Let's go back. Yeah, let's roll that beautiful bean footage. I just feel like that you demonstrated composure that I wouldn't be able to demonstrate.
Oh, would you have practiced, dude? What would you guys have done?
I have such a low tolerance for that shit.
Yeah.
I think I would have had immediately flashbacks to the time when I was a bouncer. I just would have chucked the guy out. Just full stop.
Zig was a cooler. He's like, yeah, you got to go, man.
Yeah, yeah, yo, you got to go. Like, one of us has got to die. It ain't going to be me. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
The shove, for me, it would have been, the shove would have, like, turned into, like, another shove, which would have turned into just me, like, punching him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm so glad I didn't punch the guy.
Me too.
But this wasn't some, like... I don't know. It was all impulse. Like, I just was like, I don't know. But it also says something about me in a way that I feel very proud of, which is I am such a wrestling mark. Like, I mean, to even think to stun.
Right.
Like, I mean, one of the bits in the show is about how much I love that The Rock gives rock bottoms during movies.
Oh, right.
Like,
right,
he has, like, three movies where he gives rock bottom in bar fights.
Right, right.
And, like, part of me was like, listen. None of you who listen to this podcast can say that a guy started a real fight with you, embarrassed you in front of your mother, and your response was, stunner.
Yeah.
Okay? None of you can say that. But you know the fact, I'm the fucking king of the barks.
Yeah.
The fact that I got into a fight and stunned. First move. First attack.
Did you
stunned.
Attempt it as a... work stunner, or were you
and
like?
It was my finishing move. The fight was over.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, so my instinct is like shove, and then I'm throwing like real punches. Yeah. So your instinct was like shove, and instead of like your actual fighting move was to do a stunner.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Wait, I don't know. Yeah. I actually don't. I don't know.
Right.
I think it's switched in my head where I was
like oftentimes
I'm gonna stun this guy. Like he did, like I don't I
like
just,
the fight or flight response includes
it was stunned.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The fight gets activated now, whereas most people have an overhand right programmed into them. You have a stone cold stunner.
Absolutely.
All right.
Biggest
mark in the world.
I think it's one of the markiest moments of existence,
easily that you did a stunner as your actual fight move,
like trying to put someone like a tombstone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man,
absolutely.
I would have beat him too if he didn't go up like a sack of bricks.
Yeah, I would like to say, listen, I know there's a lot of marks out there. Are there any marks out there who fight exclusively in pro wrestling modes?
Oh man, yeah, there are, and they're 13 years old.
Yeah,
in someone's
that's right.
backyard in Arkansas right
oh,
now.
Oh man.
I mean, I just realizing this now, how much pride I have.
Go Razorbacks.
Yeah, that's anyway. All right, no sports, please.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Wait, was there no security there?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no security here. This venue is almost like they're like skew educational.
Oh, interesting.
Like, they do a lot of cool comedy shows there.
Right.
A lot of great performers perform there. But like the show before us was like, The show before our show was literally like, I don't even know how to describe it. They were going through like the encyclopedia and doing like sketches.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's some smart left brain bullshit.
Yeah. And we come in, we got guys rolling in, guy with the NXT belts, rolling in. I mean, all the champions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you guys looking at word books?
All the champions. Yo, by the way, you know my theory on, this is a joke that I didn't make the show.
Oh, man, exclusive.
It's just a premise,
exclusive,
not a joke. But
joke.
I'm like, do you think most title belts are bought with tax refunds, right?
Yeah.
Mark's like, yo, I got a tax refund check. It's like, whatever, it's free money. Like, not realizing, like, that is your money being given. Like, it is a refund.
Right. I know
it's
I've been
money you overpaid to the government.
I know I've been dating Brittany for 8 years, but and I should spend my tax refund on a ring, but I really got to get that NXT belt.
Yeah. Rocking a belt. Y'all, one thing I'll say about belts, marks and belts. Marks refuse to just wear it.
No, they got to sling it over their shoulder. Well, like,
what's that about? Like, I think the coolest thing is to wear it.
Sure.
And that was my big... I said that to Ziggler, I think, on the podcast. Check it out. Last week, I was like, yo, why are you not... How are you not wearing the IC title right now?
Right.
I'm showering that in that thing. If I'm the champion.
I loved his gear.
I'm such a fucking mark.
I loved his gear at SummerSlam. I had the belt on it.
It's a bummer he can't rock that anymore.
Yeah.
He didn't even get a rematch. I mean, he will get a rematch. Anyway, so that's the show. We're going to put that at this. We'll be talking more about this. Thanks to all the jabroniacs who came out, who bought merch, who are supporting this show. I really appreciate it. I think we should talk about one other thing from this weekend. You know, which, by the way, I want to say preparing for this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a new listener to the show, no, we get more into the wrestling fast, okay? We get into the wrestling faster. This is our big SummerSlam-tacular show. I was going out of my fucking mind preparing for this show.
Right. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but I'm cool doing work.
Right.
Right? Like, I like to work hard. I like to, like, set goals for myself, and this is what I do, and
get it done. You like to work hard? You like to play hard? I get it.
Absolutely. No. I don't play that hard. I only like to work hard.
You like to work hard, play medium.
And call it play.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay? For people that don't know, I did a set that was professional, like, a professional wrestling set, okay? Essentially like a one-man show about professional wrestling, but with hard-hitting stand-up, okay?
Got it.
Not some, like, no storytelling, nothing like that. All jokes about professional wrestling. It is so hard to, like, I'm a stand-up. I had a bunch of shows leading up to it. I was in New York. It worked out where I could be in New York, where I get way more stage time. The sets are longer in New York. There's way more shows. I do sometimes, some nights, three shows in a night.
Yeah.
You know? So for people who don't know about the stand-up world, it is so hard to run stand-up material at shows.
Right.
You know? Like, I was thinking about what a hard thing I gave myself to do. Not to pat myself on the back, just to, like, I would go, there were some shows I would go on, and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to talk about only pro wrestling. And, like, they weren't even into the LeBron joke, okay, which is my viral joke.
Right.
They didn't even like that because they're like, I just don't want to hear about wrestling.
Right.
And that means I can't do any more wrestling material.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't just keep going.
Right.
So then I have a night where I was like, all right, this night I'm going to work out this Rock joke, you know? And then I would go, and I'm like, shit, it's like a bunch of fucking, it's in Brooklyn, hipster Brooklyn.
Right.
Bunch of people getting on stage just being like, literally a girl who went on before me, it was just like, you know, she went on, she was like, yeah, I'm so glad that, like, white hetero guys are done with comedy. Okay, then I get up and talk about professional wrestling.
You know
what I mean?
You know when you get in the stunner and you have to stun the underdo and then you're all stunned out?
You know, you're like, it was like...
So there I was, being macho.
Yeah, it's like, I'm like...
What an opener.
Yeah. Like, literally, it's like, I'm in the middle of, like, Brooklyn, like whatever.
So funny.
Yeah,
did that get snaps? Did that get... Yeah. She was like, white hetero men are done with comedy and it was just like...
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, okay? I don't know what to say about it, but it's
I don't know what to say.
When I said it to Jamie, I said it to my wife, I was like, this girl said that right before it went up, and she was like,
yeah, it's fine.
Right.
She was like, yes, yeah, that's fine. You guys, now you're feeling some kind of adversity. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. It really did make me, right. It made me annoyed that I went up and this girl said that.
Well, it is an eye for an eye. Don't forget.
Then you go up there and I'm going to do a whole set about professional wrestling, which is just like, in my head is like the epitome of like white privilege. Like, right. This guy's getting up there just talk wrestling, you know?
Right,
like no adversity. It's just like, you know what you're watching? Yeah, anyway. I'm just like, I love
cracking open a back of somas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know when you're watching wrestling on one of your three screened devices?
Yo, no, Noach is having mic problems. If you got something to say, just run over to a mic.
You got something to say? Step up to a mic.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, that was
sick. That's crazy.
So I'd have nights that were like a complete wash. Right. But then I had like nights I did like 15 minutes at UCB on just a regular stand-up show where they just, I'm like, I come out just being wrestling's the best.
Right.
And then they're like so into it. And then I just keep being like, guys, just so you know, this is all going to be about pro wrestling, this whole set. And they're like, yeah, okay, I dare you. And these guys have no idea that I have so much material. So I do like a pretty tight 15 on all wrestling. And their minds are like, wow.
Yeah.
They're like, we thought it was a joke that you said this is all going to be about wrestling.
They got worked.
And I worked them. Yeah. And I kept saying stuff like, all right, anyway, this last thing I'll say is like not going to be about professional wrestling. And then I'm like, so when I was a kid, the pro wrestlers were based on like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hit him with that. And it was a blast, but it was like, it was making me crazy.
Right.
Because I have a night where I'd do shows till like 1 a.m. I'd have like an 11 p.m. show. And I'm like, wow, that whole night, I didn't get to run any of the new jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there were some jokes where I basically had to run them for marks.
Right.
Like I had to like call up Arlen or something and be like, yo, I'd be like, yo, what do you think about this?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Trusting Arlen's opinion, that's brave.
Actually, I actually did, to be honest, I said that and I was like, that wasn't even true. I was talking to like my brother. I was talking to non-Marks.
Right.
Because I was like, do you think this is funny? I was like, you know. Anyway, so it was a crazy process. I'm done talking about it, but it was like, when it was done, I was so relaxed. That was always awesome. We went to the bar, and we had an awesome time. Friday night, I did stand-up, for people who don't know, on Dolph Ziggler's Caroline's show.
Wow.
He had a Caroline show.
He had a show at Caroline's. True. It was sold out.
Wow.
Full of marks. Markies. And for people who don't know this, the lineup on this show, I was the only actual comedian on the show. The rest of the people on the show were professional wrestlers. Okay. It was
so we know where we're about at with charisma off the top of the
you know when you're outside Albuquerque.
Well, okay, so all right, this is why this is worth talking about. There's two elements of this worth talking about, and SummerSlam was great, guys, but Ziggler, I'm the only comic on this show, okay?
Right.
This show, I'm like, shit, I gotta wear like a cow shirt to do this show, right?
Right.
I have to wear merch.
Right.
Would you agree that I had to wear a cow shirt to do that show?
Yes.
In front of a sold out Caroline's crowd.
Yes.
And like rep the pod.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay? Yes. The only problem with that is that backstage, I'm hanging out with the wrestlers and I look like the biggest mark.
Jabron. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm wearing like an NWO of my NWO cow shirt.
Right.
And you're like, you know, it's like,
that's in a cow print.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah. So it's almost like, I know you guys don't like Westworld, but it's like they don't even see you there. It doesn't look like anything to me. It's there's not even someone standing there.
What I should have done is I should have rocked like a button down over it.
Right.
And just hung out.
Didn't I see a picture of you wearing that?
Yeah, I did. That's for the beginning of the show. I wore a button down because it's a joke where I give it away like merch. Mm. And I said, this is my merch. Untuck it. I'm hanging in the back there, and then I'm like, yeah, but here's the other problem. I have to take pictures with these guys.
Right.
Like, I can't. I'm literally Tommy Dreamer's in there,
right?
And you told me, like, I have to get a picture with him.
Yeah, because you're identical.
Right, because everyone always says I look exactly like him. And then we're standing in the back, the green room of Caroline's is just mirrored.
Right.
And I'm just like, yo, that is me in like 20 years. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, he looks exactly like
right,
me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to get this picture.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just mentally in my head. I go to Ziggler, right, who's the man.
Right.
Okay? The man. He came right from Hooters. He literally was at Hooters. He was wearing a Hooters t-shirt from Hooters Times Square. That he went to Caroline's, which, by the way, is in Times Square. In the time he went from Hooters to Caroline's, the sleeves were gone, okay?
You know, hey, he's a professional.
Absolutely. He rolls with a he rolls with a kit where he can... The sleeves don't exist in his world. He puts a shirt on, the sleeves just disappear, okay?
They melt off.
Anyway, so we're at... At Caroline's, and I'm saying, no, Ziggler, I'm going to mark out back here, like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I'm going to have a good set, so... Like, whatever. They'll all be like, he's funny, even right. though he's a mark or whatever. Right. But I'm like, you got to be the guy taking these pictures for me because, like, I don't want to ask, like, fucking...
Hey, Renee, could you take...
I'm like, yo, excuse me, Tyler Breeze, will you take a picture of me and Miz?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yeah, I was
like,
yeah.
Whatever. So I was like, you got to do that for me.
Yeah.
And he was doing it for me, but he was fucking ribbing me. He was like, all right, hey, will you take a picture? Hey, Miz, will you take a picture with this fucking mark over here? You know what I mean? You know, but it was funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was like me...
I'm sure it felt funny.
What?
I'm sure it felt funny.
Oh, you don't think it's funny?
I mean, did it feel funny?
I was over exaggerating. He was really not busting my balls.
Yeah.
Like, he would say something and then be like, this is Danny's really funny dude.
Right,
like,
okay.
he was putting me over.
Right.
He was putting me
over.
Got it.
Okay. That makes more sense.
But I'm saying, I'm standing in the back there wearing the cow merch next to the Miz.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, peak Miz.
And the Miz, once I took a picture with the Miz, he was done with me.
Done.
He wanted, like, once I took the picture, he was like, before it was cool, and then it's like, you crossed that. Now, the other element of this is that the wrestlers were mad nervous to do stand-up.
Of course.
Like, they were literally pacing.
They're body people, not mind people.
Yeah. To the point where they're body guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're body guys.
They're ring psychology guys.
Right.
You know what you're saying.
So I'm in the
back. I'm just saying some people express their intelligence physically, is what I'm saying.
I mean, doing stand, I don't even want to shit on, I'm not shitting on anybody.
Neither am
doing I. Doing stand up is like very difficult thing.
Yeah.
Like these guys were going up. So another thing about the show. No one these guys were doing like 15 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it should have been like 2 minutes.
Two or three. Yeah.
It should have been like 2 minutes. But like some guys were getting up there and just like talking forever and like looking for an out and like running the light. And it was like, yo, just like, you're like.
Thank you. That's my time. I'll see you.
Man. See you on down the road.
Yeah. But it was the energy in there was so fun. It was an awesome time. And then there was a couple of cool moments. Like, Ty Dillinger played Tony Clifton, so he was like all dressed up, and they didn't know he was him.
Sure.
So then they took it off, everybody popped, and Breeze super kicked him, and then the iconic show. Like they were doing
like a little mini.
People were having an awesome time. It was a great, great, great time.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? I had one more point about this show.
You were gonna say how you donated $10,000 to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ziggler sold it out, and he was donating it to the Wounded Warriors Fund, and so that's pretty
good.
Cool.
It's good to do stuff for veterans because the government doesn't.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Curious. The last thing I was saying, Renee was hosting the show. She's like not a stand-up.
Right.
So me and her had like this funny banter backstage.
Yeah.
And then she got on stage and she did the banter.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you stole my, I was maybe gonna throw that in, but like, oh, you took it from me. But they're not stand-ups, like, they don't know that, like, if you do banter with someone, like, don't do it on stage, because people are, you know what I mean?
Right.
It didn't matter, it was really funny. Yeah. I was having a blast, it was a great time. Anyway, so, we should get into wrestling, right?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Should we cut some of that, or what?
We don't cut on this show.
No.
Did you guys have fun with that, or what? Did we like all that? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I actually have to head out.
All right. See you, Zig.
Godspeed.
Okay. All right, let's get into the pro wrestling. All right, SummerSlam. So, first thing I want to say about SummerSlam, I really enjoyed SummerSlam. I was at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
SummerSlam was a dope time. I would say my biggest takeaway from SummerSlam was, like, they got an issue with the entrance ramp.
Yeah.
I know this is, like, maybe the craziest thing to open on, but it's like, it really does suck when you walk into the arena and you know what the setup looks like.
Right.
Like, you know, it looks like Raw. It looks like SmackDown. It looks like NXT. They all have the same entrance ramp. Mm-hmm. And I know, part of that is that, like, they're doing four shows in a row in the same arena.
Right.
But you remember when they had, like, it's not going to stretch to you. You know, like during the Attitude Era, it'd be like, yo, what's the ramp going to look like?
Right.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, the whole set decoration.
What's the pay-per-view? You'd be like, what am I going to see?
Right.
And that was very exciting. Now, to the credit of the WWE, like, there were some cool graphics, specifically for AJ Styles. There were some, like, they were like, all right, we do make it feel big with the graphics, but they got to figure out a way to solve this. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
at home, like, for instance, when Finn Balor came out, there was, like, they did, like, a cool, like, 3D, like, there was, like, dark, like,
well,
clouds.
You're hearing the next thing, which is the pirate. Oh, you're saying a graphic.
Yeah, there was, like, clouds, like, swirling above the ring.
Yeah.
When Balor came out as the demon, that were, like, kind of cool looking with, like, red lightning streaking across them. But it does nothing for the live experience.
Yeah, well, the demon went over so big at SummerSlam, and yeah. A big part of that is the fact that he's the only one with any fucking graphics or any pyro. I mean, he didn't have pyro, but he had the smoke,
right.
And it made a big difference.
Right.
It makes a big difference. Guys, Kane would suck without the fire.
Yeah.
He would actually suck.
Mm-hmm.
The fire was the coolest part about Kane.
Right.
And he did it on a random Monday Night Raw so he can make the turnbuckle sing, baby. And, like, I mean, like, now Brock Lesnar comes out and he does that thing with his arms,
right.
And he doesn't get his pyro.
There's nothing.
Yo, without pyro, it's... Yeah.
Imagine Batista doing his, like, machine gun thing with no pyro happening.
Yeah. It sucks. I don't know what money they're saving on it, but I could find it.
Yeah.
Give me the budget, I could find it. I'll find the pyro budget right now.
I'm sure you could.
I cut a couple, cut some stuff from the roster.
Right,
I cut
yeah.
some people from
yeah,
the roster. Yeah. We can cut Saturday Night Main Event. No, I mean, that's just recorded during Raws and stuff. But yeah, so it was like this problem. It's a problem for me. Like, I was looking at SummerSlam, and SummerSlam keeps falling victim to the fact that it feels like another pay-per-view.
Right.
And it felt like another pay-per-view.
Yeah. It's even kind of unbelievable that WrestleMania doesn't get pyro. Like, that.
It does.
It does?
Yeah, yeah.
They had it?
Mania had pyro.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to stop smoking that shit.
Well, I mean, you're headed to Burning Man tomorrow. People don't know this.
Yeah.
And I mean, what are you going to come back as? The demon?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see what the playa turns me into.
What's the playa?
The playa is the area that that's what they call it.
Burning Man gives me the heebie-jeebies.
You would love it.
It's just a bunch of stinky people dancing around naked.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. What's with babe culture at Burning Man?
Babe culture?
Yeah.
What is babe culture?
A lot of,
culture?
Like, sexy babes at Burning Man, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm going, aren't I?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Burning Man is more like, it's become like a...
Yeah. Well, like anything, the riches find it, and then
yeah.
all the riches are hot, so there's a lot of them there, and yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so big that you don't actually see a lot of these people. Like, the only time you see them is when, I love how we stopped talking about wrestling and talking about Burning Man. The only time you see them is if you go to, like, kind of like some of the camps that are, or art cars that are, like, clubs.
Yeah.
And they all dance, like, they dance all the time. So,
right.
like, but if you're not at one of these specific, like, camps or clubs at Burning Man, you're not going to see them.
Okay. Sweet. So, Roman Reigns wins the championship Woo. Belt at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What did you think of the finish of that? Do we feel it's just great?
Yeah.
Let's just give this guy this belt already.
Yeah, I think I would have. If you're going to involve Strowman, just make it a three-way, and have him win the belt. Or if it's just going to be Roman that wins the belt, I think don't involve Strowman. I guess it set up the thing for Raw, but
I think it has to factor in.
Yeah, but I'm glad. I'm glad that he's the champion.
So Roman Reigns is the champion. He wins the belt against Lesnar, you know, and I thought the booking of that match was super slick.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't like it or you did.
Oh, no, I liked it, but...
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know, people I think are lukewarm on it just because it's got Roman Reigns attached to it, but what I'm saying is that that was super unpredictable. I did not guess how that was going to go down. You know, all right, we saw Strowman win the case off Kevin Owens in a squash match, which I thought was pretty surprising. I did not expect Kevin Owens to, I mean, he could squash to him, but I thought there'd be something like, it was like, they had the whole DQ angle. It didn't matter at all. It was like, all right, he's just going to run through him. So, all right, let's talk about a couple nuances of this.
Well, I think, if I can, I think that they might have shortened that match last minute. To give the women longer.
It felt like something.
Yeah.
All right. In the arena, it was all like, whoa, what? Okay. Yeah. Now, so Strowman. Okay. So Strowman's main thing, why he doesn't make sense with the briefcase, mm-hmm. is that, like, he, first off, is good enough in terms of power rankings.
Right.
To just get a title shot at any time.
Right.
All right. Okay. So why would he even need that case, you know? Mm-hmm. But also, the case is like a cowardly kind of thing.
Right. Or weaselly.
Now, using it as a face, cool. So the cool benefit was like, oh, well, we already have this precedent set where you could join a match. You could join a match because Rollins showed us that. You also have the precedent set where he could schedule a match, right? Which is what Cena did. It's like, all right, I'm gonna use this at the pay-per-view. So that's going to be the match. So what they chose to do with Strowman, which was cool because I like the outcome of it, was to have him wait outside the ramp.
Right.
He's like, I will 100% be cashing in once this match ends. But he could just join the match.
Right.
I couldn't decide in my head if it's off game for him to not just join.
He should have, and this is not my point, this is Jaquise, Neil, who I was talking to the other day.
Yeah, Neil Love.
I agree with this. Neil Love. He should have squashed both Brock and Roman and established him as like this incredibly strong monster.
Wait. You mean join the match?
Join the match. Squash them both.
So you're booking something, but I'm taking a step back.
Oh,
so
okay.
Him, we know Strowman, is it off game? Okay. Yeah. And by game, brand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it off game him to even wait till these guys get weakened to pounce?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He should have, yeah.
So you're saying he should have joined?
Yes.
So I'm trying to think about the game, the writing of a Braun Strowman. We know that he's smarter than he looks.
Right.
Right? We know that, like, he's a typical strong guy, but with a caveat.
Right.
special coming soon. Coming soon. Which is that he is not a dummy.
Right.
He has, right? And he's a little bit of like Stone Cold mixed with Big Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So when are times where he, to his advantage, evaded aggression? Like, didn't go full id?
Oh, like he was like kind of slick Kevin about
Owens,
something?
He threw Kevin Owens off of the cage because he was like, I have the briefcase anyway, right?
What about when he used the grappling hook? Well, he kind of, I mean, that's clever of him to do. But I don't know, I don't understand the question.
I'm saying, have there times where he has made a, like, all right, joining that match is
I see what you're saying. Like, has there been times where he's
even
played
Rollins,
it, where he played it safe.
Rollins, when he joined, that was a reckless decision technically.
Right.
He should have waited, you know. But I guess he saw, the way the writing was good for Rollins was good because they were both dead.
Right.
If you remember it, Lesnar took like two spears, he was down for the count, and then he like pulled out an F5 randomly, and then he was dead.
Right.
So at 31, he was like, these guys are both done. They've both taken finishers.
Right.
I could go in there and just pin any of them.
Right.
And it didn't, and then it turned out that Connor turned into a match and he still won.
So no, I see what
you're
saying.
One of the best moments of my life.
Has there been a moment where Braun Strowman decided to not just destroy somebody?
Well, we'll put it out to you guys. You can let us know.
I don't think so.
But part of me thinks that it wouldn't make sense. He would just join.
Right.
Standing there was very cowardly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I had a problem with it. I thought it was cool. It was like, I'm going to watch you guys be it, but I guess,
unless it's like the monster.
I know there's a time.
He's like looming. I guess that's kind of like
he's
interesting.
He's pulling like the Trump at the Hillary debate. Like
following her around.
Debate too, just like in the back there. Like,
I'm going to cash in this.
He's
going to be in jail soon. That's going to be great.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting. He'll be in jail as the president?
I guess don't be.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's a great sitcom.
Yeah.
Convict president?
Convict president. President precinct? I don't know.
Precinct president.
Precinct president.
Precinct president. Yo, so what do you think? This bothers me. I know it's on the tip of my brain, like a time where Strowman
bided his time and like didn't. He was like, I'm gonna see what happens right, here.
He threw Kevin Owens off the cage, even though he knew he was lost. But there was the caveat I said that he knew that he could keep. You know, he has the case, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
That's smart. You know, but his whole thing was like, I do it to your face. But I guess the angle they went with is like, yo, I'm going to tell you I'm going to cash in. But like, God, like he should have joined. He should have joined.
Yeah, it feels
I
like.
I want to hear. We got to have a thread on the Facebook page about this. Do you think that Braun Strowman should have joined the match? When he came out and he was like, I'm going to stand here in the arena, we were like, what? Like it deflated it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a
good
question.
Now, would that have affected the booking if he joined the match? So, okay, let's think about the booking of that match. The booking of the match was that Lesnar gets so distracted by Strowman that Brock beats the fuck out of Strowman and focuses too much on him that Roman ekes out the win. Why couldn't he join and that still happen?
Well, because then he would lose the briefcase.
Yes. Which he doesn't need.
Right.
But I guess they just long-term wanted in play.
And plus,
also, it factored into Monday
in
a big way.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, he doesn't need it, but it would still be a ding. Like, now you're what? You're like Baron Corbin? Like, you lost the briefcase?
Right, not cashing in is like a... Not winning when you cash in is a big deal, so that was what it was. But it was all... Oh, yeah. So they did that, but it was at the expense of the character.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, in their defense, I think, like, because I had seen somebody be, like, say that the Shield killed off Strowman. It's like, no, he's fine. I think in their defense, I think they have a lot of faith in the fact that he'll recover.
Right.
And that they can make a weird move. They probably didn't even do it on purpose. They probably just don't understand with the character.
They popped mega hard when Roman won the belt. The arena went nuts. I gotta just say that.
I bet.
Yeah, they went nuts for him, but he didn't get booed crazy hard there.
Right.
I was booing the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
I had to. I don't know, you know, you guys know I like Roman a little bit. Like, I think he looks like a champion. He's like holding that belt, and I'm like, this is good. Like, all right, so let's cut to Monday already.
Yeah, I think he killed it on Raw.
Finn Balor, but he killed it when he was the champion last time.
Right.
Remember when he was the champion after he beat Triple H? He came out, and then I was there. He had the four-way match where AJ won the number one contender stuff, and he was just like, he threw the mic and was just like, you know.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm the guy or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He when he's the champion, it makes the most sense, you know?
Right.
So anyway, Finn, immediately, my big argument about Roman Reigns for the past fucking year was that he is a great guy to hold the belt because he, with all the talent we have coming up, him being the guy to beat is a great, it's a great state. For the Raw.
Right.
It is a great state where it's like, who's going to be the guy to do it?
Yeah.
And Monday was an example of that, where you saw Finn Balor, who, by the way, those guys have some of the best chemistry. Finn Reigns.
Yeah, easily.
And by the way, that was the best Raw after a Big Four pay-per-view that I remember in a long time.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We get a title shot. And like, all right, when Lesnar has the belt, you never ever get a title shot on Raw.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was like, it was like very clear.
Yeah.
So, you saw Finn about to beat Roman, and it was like, wow, this is shocking.
Yeah.
That's because Roman feels like the champion.
Right.
Like beating Roman is already like a big deal.
Right.
So that's cool. Now, the Shield. I mean, so Shield Strowman comes to cash in. The one thing they're doing that's great with Strowman is that, like, he's gonna like always cash in,
right?
Right? Like that is cool. That like he will cash in on a Monday. Like he's not being tactical at all about the cash in. So that's very on game,
right?
But him standing outside the ring to wait is weird. But you're right. The only thing it's on game is a looming monster,
right? That's it.
So the Shield come back. I mean. This is so smart, the booking. Like, for me, I didn't feel super happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
After a day, I was happy about it. But, like, if they want Roman to go over, Roman as the actual champion with the Shield, they have the IC belt. How could you boo Roman?
Right. And unless you're jealous.
He's going to come out wearing the cool vest again.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's now, he will be an undeniable babyface.
Did you guys talk about Buff Dean Ambrose?
We did last week. So Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler had a match.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm very biased. I mean, here's the deal. You're a big Ambrose guy. What did you feel? We weren't on the show. What did you feel?
I think he looks great. I think his moveset has improved a bit.
I mean, did you feel reinvigorated as a guy who owns a DA shirt?
I was like,
throw on the DA shirt?
Here's how I felt. Relieved. Like that he came back different.
He looked yoked.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And didn't shave his eyebrow, by the way. A lot of people thought that.
He did?
I actually asked Renee that.
It looked,
I was like, yo, did he shave his eyebrows?
What did he do? He said, concealer said, or
no.
something?
No, she said he just got super tan.
It's like that old Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, I don't, what does he say? It's like, I don't know. I don't brush my teeth.
That must
I just
have been
get,
why it was, right? Because yeah. But he had eyebrows on Monday.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I don't brush my teeth. I just get more tan so that my teeth look whiter. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm pumped. I think he looks great.
I mean, I immediately was disappointed. By the way, better pants. His pants fit great. Never yeah. don't
He's got
wear,
like an Elias cut.
Don't wear
on.
Something baggy. Yeah. yeah. He's wearing like skinny jeans almost, right? They look a lot better. They're like gray. They look way better. But he wrestled in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Why is he wrestling in a t-shirt?
I think he looks more jacked, which I also think he could get more jacked. I would like to see him about the size of Tommaso Ciampa. But
Ciampa's yoked.
I know, but that's how.
Yeah, he has like no body fat. He's yeah.
Right. Let's get Ambrose on that. They're all sharing meal plans anyway.
But he doesn't need
the shirt. I think makes him look buffer right now. Like it makes him look more yoked.
Yeah, but he shouldn't wear. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. I'm just saying that he probably likes the way he looks.
Well, do you like the shirt? I guess it's better than the wife beater. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, great finish in that match, by the way. Ziggler with the...
Yeah, Ziggler's just so much fun to watch wrestle. Like, he makes everybody look incredible.
I mean, yeah, what a way to, like... The way he made Dean look like a million bucks on Monday. Goes for the swinging DDT and then just goes...
Or no, the... what's he call it?
What?
Not the Ziggler's...
He didn't go zigzag, but he, that's not what he went for. He went for a front swinging
DDT.
Oh,
right.
And then he just... Instead of the pullback, you know, you kind of do like a rocking motion. Right. He held him still, dropped him right into a dirty deed. He fell into it super fluid. That I really dug that. But I'm saying, so now we have Roman Reigns as the Shield. I'm just so excited to have the fucking belt back.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Lesnar was awesome at SummerSlam. I get excited to see Lesnar. We say he's like a Bengal tiger, you know what I mean? Like, you get to see him, you go on safari, and you actually see the lion.
Albino Bengal tiger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The white Bengal.
The whitest. He is looking lean, too.
Yeah, so he's clearly gearing up for UFC. He's looking really, you know, he trains
Man, that
hard.
Must be amazing to be able to, like, I'm just going to cut 20 pounds off of me.
I feel like every time you see him, he's either out of shape or in perfect shape.
Right. I knew somebody that.
He's going to get popped for steroids again, right?
Right. I mean, I knew somebody like that where he in the winter would purposely just I'll put on a few more pounds because it's the winter. And then the summer he would just lose it again. I'm like, how do you fuck you. Fuck you. I put on weight for the winter. It stays on for the summer.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You're in a constant state of hibernation. Everyone knows that about you.
Yeah,
everyone knows that about you except you. Okay. Where do we go with the Shield here, right? Because, all right, think about it in terms of this. Ambrose has no belt. They have the two top belts there. Right. Do we throw the tag belts on them?
Well.
Do you just have these guys running around with all the gold, Undisputed Era?
I mean, yeah, that's an option. Another option is to have...
It feels weird if Ambrose has no gold.
Right. I mean, maybe he turns on them. Maybe Roman turns on both of them.
I don't think they're turning. I think that they're riding the Shield out till Mania, and then we see the three-way for the belt.
Oh, right.
That's a main event WrestleMania match.
Right.
The Shield for the Universal title. Yeah, that's a big... We saw it once before, but people... Come on.
Yeah.
People will love that.
Do you think Finn Balor's ever going to get it back?
Yeah. Totally. Jobbed pretty hard.
About this.
I got to be honest. I thought he couldn't. He didn't hit the coup de grace. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
Like it was like they had him. They always fuck him over.
But think about this. Think about like a build where like if if Finn is the one to take it off of Roman for the first time at like a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's a built-in story that writes itself. Gets his shot back against this guy who he has great chemistry with. Book it.
I don't know. Finn got his rematch and he
can't yet.
Yeah. He should be more in IC contention, but now they got it on Rollins. I was bummed Ziggler didn't retain the IC title. I feel like we're just scratching the surface of what, like, I feel like he was so on the rise, like, with that title. And who knows, he might just win it back again, and they used it just to pop the crowd to open, you know. But it was such a good zone for him. The heels, like, you know, the heel. So I was definitively bummed, but I mean, God, he was on this podcast. He said I was like, yo, if you wake up Monday morning or you go to sleep Sunday night, just technicality. I said that to him last week. I said, if you go to sleep Sunday night without the strap, are you disappointed?
Yeah.
And he basically said, I'd rather have a dope match than have the belt. You know what I mean? He was honest.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on, that dragon suplex, reverse Falcon Arrow.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on, man. That was one of the best things. That was one of the best. You should look that up for yourself, Anush.
Yeah.
That was one of the best.
It was unbelievable.
Blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, 2429.
I don't. Gobblewee. Do you think. I'm trying to think, like, what is a better move I've seen in recent history?
Than that sequence, those two moves linked together.
I mean, that is as dangerous as anything I see at PWG.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's man, that was coming from those two guys. And the match started a little slow, like people were like gearing into it, and then once it heated up,
you know what I've
spicy.
Noticed? This might be people are gonna be like, yeah, fucking duh. But like when matches, I know that I don't have to worry when it starts slow. You know, like when they start with just like doing some chain stuff and building and they do like that chain stop move. Yeah. Most of the time when they're doing that, it's going to be a good match.
If they have the time.
Right,
like
exactly.
These guys had the time.
So, but when they don't have the time, they have to skip all that part and they kind of start in a different phase of the match at a different speed. But when they're given the time, these guys, almost all of them, it's great.
Yeah. All right, let's move on for time. Ronda Rousey is the Women's Raw Champion in a match that was pretty boring to watch, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you could expect. How could that be a good match? I mean, like, no offense, but like, Alexa is amazing.
Right.
Amazing. And by the way, I pop so hard for their whole like, grrr thing. But every time they have Alexa in a match, what is the angle that they like actually have her wrestle?
Right.
She should be doing what The Miz does, no?
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, she's 5'0".
Yeah. The other thing in person I always say is like one thing, I don't know what they got to do with the women. I don't know if there's a fix for this, but the women, they weigh less, obviously.
Right.
And they slam less hard.
Right.
So when they hit, they mic up the bottom of the ring in the arena. So or the slams are like echoed.
Right.
And the women sometimes slam and there's no sound.
Really?
In the arena.
Right.
So it makes the move feel less impactful as a crowd.
Interesting.
So I don't know what they've got to dial it up or something. I don't know what to
do.
I've always said one of the things I think the women wrestle in the men's ring, it's like holding a women's ball and them wrestling with the, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Is the court for women the same size for basketball? I always ask this. I know the hoop is actually still 10 feet.
I don't know.
But anyway. I know I don't retain anything involved in sports. Right. If it's sports, it goes in one ear.
Yeah, I can tell you what part, like what, how Lex Luger's hair was parted when he dropped in on the USS Kennedy to body slam Yokozuna, but I can't tell
you.
Can't tell you who won the.
Is that the Intrepid?
The Intrepid.
Was that the Intrepid?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the USS Kennedy?
That's a submarine, I think. Not a submarine. It's like a P boat.
I was thinking, what's the Pearl Harbor one? The Atlanta. The
boat.
Anyway. Not the Atlanta. all right, anyway. I walked myself into that.
The USS Zach
Ryder. So Ronda
Ryder.
Rousey wins. Okay, so let's a couple factors to break down here. Ronda Rousey has eye makeup, and I felt like her gear off game.
Right.
I thought it looked cool.
Right.
I'm a mark for all that, like, Mad Max shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the eyebrows, like, right, you know. Right, right, right. I think someone's got to do the Mad Max thing. Where, you know, when you saw Fury Road?
No.
The movie?
A million times.
Yeah, amazing movie. You know when they spray paint their face?
Yeah, the chrome.
I can't believe, how come no one has taken that? Like, someone should come out, spray paint their face at the top of the ramp.
Well, because I think because they can't have kids, like, fucking spray painting themselves.
Well, yeah, but you get something safe.
No, it doesn't matter. Kids will grab anything.
Why the fuck do we play towards kids? Yo, are your kids that dumb?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I still knew that, like, oh, this tastes bad.
No, but think about how dumb the average wrestling fan is. Yeah. They're raising these kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Of course, a kid would see Dean Ambrose spray, who, by the way, would be the perfect guy to do this. He should be the guy that sprays the fucking shit in his mouth.
Dude, what a great call. Dean Ambrose should be doing the
huffing paint.
Yeah. You want a lunatic fringe?
Yeah, let's get crazy.
If he did that, you would love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they'll never do it because a kid will see that and grab any old anything and spray his face to be like Dean Ambrose. Ugh,
I hate my wrestling. That's four kids is plays towards kids. I hate that. Anyway, so Ronda Rousey wins the belt.
Yeah.
In a match that's very boring. Alexa Bliss needs a taser. I stick to it. She should have a cattle prod.
Yeah.
She should be like a full-on cheat.
Yes.
And I don't know why they have her wrestle matches.
Or even have her just always be paired up with Strowman. And just have him just be there to
muscle.
Yeah. Not to beat up women, but just to be like get in their way and be like, you know.
Yeah.
Something.
Anyway, but Ronda Rousey wins the belt. Everyone popped hard when she won the title. This is the debate we were having at the show. We're like, are they popping because, like, yeah, are they popping because, like, are they people pop for title changes? That's what we realized. Like, that's why it was
it's
like Roman. Moment. I don't think they were super into Roman. I think it's like, oh, a title change.
A thing happened. Yeah.
As opposed to like if somebody just wins, they don't care. But like if someone retains, they don't pop as much. Changing titles, the crowd pops for.
Right.
So anyway, Ronda Rousey wins the belt. It was all. I mean, look, she should win the belt.
Yeah,
Ronda Rousey is the champion. Sorry, guys.
It wasn't until I agree, but it wasn't until it happened that I was like, "Fuck, this feels a little. It feels a little soon." You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't until it happened that I was like, maybe this is like, they could have waited a little bit longer.
You thought that before
I'm
the
happy,
show?
Yeah, no, right when it happened, right when she won the belt, it was the first time I had
She could win at Evolution, right? That's on 1028.
Yeah.
The most progressive place in the world, Long Island, New York. the Evolution.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's in Nassau Coliseum. It's in my home, what I would call my home arena. And
Halloween weekend, too.
Yeah.
So all the ghouls are going to be
so many
out.
Fucking goons in there just being like, yay, I came to see some hot chicks.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's just, listen, man.
It's just what's going to happen.
Anyway, it's like my brother. I'm on paper right now. I'll tell you, that pay-per-view will be the best pay-per-view of the year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the, when you have passion like that, when you tell, like, you tell these women, like, yo, you're getting this opportunity, and they already have Alexa versus Trish Stratus on the card.
Right.
Like, that match is going to be insane.
Yes.
Do you think we see Ronda Charlotte on that? Champion versus champion? We can't because Survivor Series. Wow. I just realized that Survivor Series will be technically right now Ronda Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's the main event. That's the WrestleMania match.
Shit. I wonder if they'll, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlotte's a great person, too, for Ronda because of how capable she is.
It's the only WrestleMania match.
Right.
But that's not what's going to happen. WrestleMania, if they have separate belts, we're going to see it at Survivor Series, and then Ronda will have a match that will be less than on the card.
Yeah. So
it'll be like Ronda, like Sasha Banks.
Ember Moon.
Something that people won't pop that. It won't be Ember Moon. She stinks. She's a great wrestler, but the gimmick is garbage.
Yeah.
She's done nothing to evolve it. Not totally her fault. Like Bobby Roode style.
She's done nothing. She's done nothing to she-volve it.
Absolutely. So Steph... How do you feel about Ronda on Raw, like being the like, hey, this is our title, all the women come in the ring, and Steph being like, you're not the champion?
Yeah, I think...
this is not championship behavior, is what you said.
Steph is really good. She's so funny at, like, she's like, when she's like, you know, the chanting Rhonda, but I think what I hear is Steph.
Yeah. I thought some of that was like a little too stupid.
It was,
for
it
her.
Was ham fisted, but yeah. It was, I liked it. And I liked,
I liked it too. I agree. But some of it was like, I want to know more about the nuance between a Steph and a Rhonda.
Right.
Like, they're doing it really broad strokes.
Right.
But it's like, oh, hey, like Stephanie's like, she's like taking credit for Ronda Rousey. It's like, not that.
Right.
Well, I'm deciding. She's like, you're my creation.
My protégé.
Like, I brought you in here, but like, I would rather her.
This would, it only works.
What is the be- yeah. It only works. I can't think of a better angle right now.
It only works if they had brought Ronda in as like a authority stooge, where she was her protégé, and then we fast forward to like a year later and she's now breaking off from Steph in like a face turn. Right. But it seems like they skipped that part and it's just Steph being like, oh yeah, I brought her here. She's my protege.
Yeah. I guess they're like rushing it a little bit or whatever, but I guess that was her thing. Like it was, you know, they've had beef for a while. Mm-hmm. I think it should have been more of her, of Rhonda flexing her power more.
Sure.
Like, I think they should go for a thing. It's more like, hey, here's what I want to do. It should be more like she's overstepping and being like, yo, I'm a big star. I'm the champion.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do. So here's what I'm doing. Every pay-per-view, I'm defending my title against, like another one. You know?
Right.
And she's like, no, we, you know, like, you know what I mean? It should be more like that. And they could build it better. Instead of Stephanie just being like, I created Ronda Rousey. Like, so that's a little like, it's a little less nuanced than I would like.
I would also like for them to play up the fact that like Ronda to beat somebody up, it costs a lot of money. So I would like for them to have to play it up. Cause she says that her ass,
yeah,
Ronda
should
want to
be a fighting champion and Stephanie should want her to be a prize fighter.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Again, a lot of things in wrestling are fixed with money.
Mm-hmm.
Money is like very powerful tool.
Which they've been a little bit recently.
They have been.
Yeah.
And they've been doing a lot of my ideas on the show. Yeah. We all know that. They've been doing a lot of my ideas on the show. Speaking of my ideas, let's go to Daniel Bryan Miz.
All right.
Man, I was so excited for this. God, I will say one thing really interesting. Hanging out with Miz at that Caroline show, that's being like backstage with him.
Yeah.
Hanging out is very generous. But I was very in very close proximity to him for 2 hours.
Yeah.
The character Miz.
Yeah.
Is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, he's a nice dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like a guy, like, yeah, talk. I just mean in the sense that the guy is so good at what he does that I really get sucked into like Miz being that guy.
Sure.
And I
like
really,
you fully expected him to just treat you like garbage.
Yeah, almost to the point where like as a mark, I was like disappointed that he was like
that he broke.
Yeah, I did recommend him when he was up there. He was like thinking about his material. I went up to him and I was like, "Yo, I was like, if you want to run anything by me, it's all good." He was like, "No."
Man,
he was like, "Nah, it's all good." Like,
I'm
no,
good.
I was being semi, I was semi kidding, sure, but I was sure. It's all good because we were like, yeah. And then they were talking about his stuff, and he's like, oh, "I'll try to do whatever." But I don't know. He was
That's
like, "I'll
so
do a couple
funny.
Minutes," and then he was like, he said something. I was like, "Well, you could just talk shit about Daniel Bryan the whole time. They'd love that."
Yeah.
I don't think he appreciated that too much either. But anyway, Miz beats Daniel Bryan. So look, I got real fired up about Daniel Bryan's performance last week. About how I really hated his acting in this segment. And look, we got a real problem on our hands.
Which is that
Daniel Bryan is an awful actor.
In the vignettes like that they were doing? Like the interviews?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, really, his reads were super stale. Go back, listen to the episode last week because I don't want to rehash it.
Yeah.
I talked about it for like 10 minutes straight. Okay?
I agree.
But on SmackDown, he showed some more fire. I thought his SmackDown performance was okay. But Miz is like running laps around the guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that Miz had to hit him with the brass knuckles, I don't think it was necessary.
No.
I think Miz really needed to win clean
for
the betterment of Daniel Bryan's character.
Right.
Daniel Bryan, And then they went with my angle, mm-hmm. okay? Seeing my angles, whatever, you know, I don't think they're copying per se, sure. but whatever.
It's just interesting. That- yeah.
My angle was defeated Daniel Bryan.
Right.
And they went that angle where he's talking to Brie backstage and he didn't pull it off with acting wise. Mm. And that the difference between the two is that I really believe that Miz feels shafted. Mm. And then when I just saw him as a guy, I was like, oh, he's just a wrestler. He's working me.
Right.
But like Daniel Bryan, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I believe the story to be true. I believe that he's like, thinks it sucks to lose to Daniel Bryan.
Right, right, right.
And if he acted well, I bet I could believe that like his body's not performing the way he could sell it in the ring, that he can't do that flip off the top mm-hmm. rope over the other guy, like hesitate on it, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm playing.
But his
that.
Acting is like when he's talking to Brie, he's like, you know what? I should have known. And Brie was like, I'm gonna go out to say, I'm gonna stay back here. And like, he's not pulling it off.
Yeah. Just not a it's not a charismatic.
Right. And the old actor. Daniel Bryan, the story was that like this is real.
Right.
Like it's like the thing is like I'm not your typical wrestler. Everyone else is an actor and I'm a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sweet.
Yeah.
But now it's like, dude, we need you to be an actor.
Turn
because
it up
like
a little
we're
bit,
not
yeah.
you're not an underdog. You're a top
I'll
WWE
say,
superstar.
Whatever acting classes Paul Heyman has been going to, then they should just sign everybody up.
This is acting. The acting class he went to is the acting class of just natural ability.
Right.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable.
I showed my girlfriend that clip where he was talking to Renee.
Yeah.
And I was like, look how great of an acting job this is, because she's an actress. And so we started watching it and she's like, he's acting? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's acting. She's like, she thought he was like being sincere. And I was like, no, he's a masterful actor because he just worked you into thinking that this was real.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's Paul Heyman. It is one of our best actors.
I mean, of a generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's our Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, he's
our Daniel Day-Lewis.
Paul Heyman, I would cast in a movie.
Oh, easily. Yeah, I mean, even just put it right in his wheelhouse. Make him just like a mob boss guy or something, and let's let him fucking crush it.
Absolutely. Actually, I just thought of something. All right, anyway.
You have a part for him in Precinct President?
yeah. He plays the president.
Right. Oh, man.
That'd be a
let's
great
write that
part.
Right.
Precinct
right.
President.
Pause this
Paul
and
Heyman.
Let's pause this and erase that.
Jabroniacs, I want to see. Let's see. Show me the poster. Coming
right.
this fall, Precinct President with Paul Heyman.
But,
I mean, he
Paul
would be
Hayden
great as the
stars.
Lawyer of
yeah.
the president.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the sweet
him
moment.
As Michael Cohen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Starring Paul Heyman as Michael Cohen. Penitentiary president.
Oh, yeah. Precinct is not the penitentiary.
Well,
penitentiary.
Yeah, right.
Precinct is where
like the cops.
you get brought in first, man.
Right.
That's where
booked.
You take the prints, man. You get booked.
Right.
All right.
Speaking of booking.
Where are we at? Oh, Rousey. So she's at, yeah, cool. Well, we can move on. I mean, Ronda Rousey, she's the champion. No, guys, she's the best. She is
right.
the best female talent on the whole roster.
Sure.
Okay, next to Steph.
At least the biggest draw.
Yeah. Better. I'm saying that. I think she's better than Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not in terms of ring ability.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
But in terms of star power.
Sure.
And I mean, as a wrestler.
Right.
She's magic.
Right, right, right.
Ronda Rousey is like magic.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, cool. Let's move on. Daniel Bryan. Wait, no, we're talking about Daniel Bryan already.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm so drained from, I can't even tell you how drained I am.
Let's pick a few points and then wrap it up.
No, Daniel Bryan, I know, I got to get through this stuff. All right, hold on. Daniel Bryan, Miz.
Sucks at acting.
Daniel Bryan, Miz needs to win clean. Miz cuts an amazing promo to open SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
When do we see that match?
Is it
the
Hell
tag
in the
match?
Cell?
Is it Hell in the Cell?
Maybe.
They involve Brie, which is the way to go.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of this feud. So, awesome. We'll see where this thing goes. I hope by the end of it, I get worked to the fact that, like, Daniel Bryan, it was a wrestling beef. But
right.
by the end, it's not.
Right.
But, man, the next match, I will say, WWE, you guys are better than me.
Uh-huh.
If the next match, well, the next match is a tag match.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter.
Right, doesn't matter at all.
So already, but if the next match was a rematch between the two of them, and it was a clean win for Miz.
And just bury
and
it.
Miz is shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Miz is like, I can't believe I didn't. I didn't even need to cheat. I'll be honest. I thought I needed to cheat.
Right. What if he goes to cheat?
Than I thought.
What if he goes to cheat and it doesn't, and like he like gets caught like briefly, and then he ends up beating him anyway?
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's actually what happens to Miz. All right. Let's talk about a quick thing. Oh, I love on SmackDown the nuance of the writing of Miz saying he's retired from Daniel Bryan.
Right, right, right.
He's like, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good. And saying that he has a strong punch.
Just yeah.
Following up his punch.
He's got the strongest punch in the
can't
WWE.
Can't be understated. Guy's incredible.
With that, are you going to touch on AJ and Joe?
Yeah, I think we'll go to AJ Joe now. So AJ Joe, I thought, stole the show.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam, that match I thought was incredible. I loved the whole... SummerSlam was not... We knew a lot of feuds were just starting at SummerSlam. Right. And that was okay. What did you think? I mean, these are your guys.
I mean, man, oh man. The only thing like that I could critique about the approach to this is I wish that Joe would tweak his angle a little bit and make it a little bit more personal and call Wendy Styles Wendy Jones, which is her real name,
right,
and call AJ Allen Jones and be like, AJ Styles has kept Allen Jones away from his family.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know, and just make it more personal.
We talked a lot
Wendy
about
Wendy Styles is weird.
Because Brandi Rhodes is Rhodes. We're talking about what wrestling last names.
Right.
Like you, it is, there is precedent for like you keep the last name, right, you know? But if you're doing a fake letter and then the last name Styles, but the letter was also supposed to be fake
right
in your head. But
that's almost like that Simpsons gag where it's like, I'm Mr. Burns. I believe you have some mail for me. Oh, what's your name, Mr.? What's your first name, Mr. Burns? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I thought
but
Joe...
But no, other than that, everything... I mean, Christ almighty, Joe rules.
Yeah, but it's awesome that we kind of have this game going of AJ where he's emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that started with Shinsuke, is that he gets like... He's like, AJ Styles is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shown the vulnerabilities of AJ, and he is becoming, again, I want to say, this is kind of my idea for AJ, is he's become a very, like, red, white, and blue champion.
Right.
Like, when you show his kids... And like that, he's like a family man.
Right.
That is the appeal of AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. Like that, he is like he feels like he's like, I'm a hero. Like I'm an example for kids, and I'm wrestling in a world where I'm just trying to have good matches. I'm trying to like do my best in here, and like these evil forces are like forcing me to like do something different.
Right.
Like I'm here wearing the gloves. I'm here selling merch, and you're making me hit you with a chair.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it.
Maybe we see the club. Like maybe he's like bad. He's like struggling with that side of him, and we see the club try to draw it out of him.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, I can't. You know, I can't be like that. I don't know. I think there's something interesting there too.
I mean, he's really struggling with. He's like, oh, how far? Like they have a Joker, Batman thing.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, it's like,
what's he gonna push me to do?
How far are you gonna push me? Like and go? Like, will you make me throw up my principles out of revenge?
Right.
And like, that's what it is. It's like, that's why I keep pushing him. He's like, Wendy. I mean, Samoa Joe is incredible on the microphone, and he's a really great, fun heel actor.
Yeah, I'm watching him.
His look is better than ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the hair is great.
He's got kind of like a Jerry curl, like mohawk, right?
Yeah, I'm watching him thinking like, man, if I was a kid, this is like me, because I hated Yokozuna as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is like me liking Yokozuna. Like this is me like
right.
liking this heel. But no, he's so good.
Yeah.
And I feel vindicated that I've been defending Joe this whole time against naysayers like Arlen.
Arlen, I mean, don't listen to Arlen.
I mean,
he's so wrong about Joe.
Yeah.
He's so wrong about Joe. Yeah, all right. He's body shaming Joe.
Yeah.
All right. I think I love AJ got so worked up. He was like, I'm going to rip his heart out if he mentions my wife again. And he has the whole thing. He's breaking his promise to his wife. His wife wants to be like a better person, but he's just like, Joe's pushing him too far. Do you think Joe walks out with the title at the end of this feud? I mean, 3-4 pay-per-views down the line.
I hope so. I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
You think they want to give the belt to Joe, but not to Shinsuke?
Yeah.
Joe is a bigger star.
Well, that and Joe speaks English.
That is true. But
it's not my logic.
Power of a Japanese champion.
Right.
Well, I mean, Vince didn't don either champions.
Right.
All right. Charlotte Flair is the champion again in the match, and we had the one of the biggest pops of her SummerSlam was the Becky heel turn. People went nuts for it. Becky's acting was pretty good when it happened. It felt really good because people have been like looking for a reinvigorated Becky Lynch. I thought her promo on SmackDown was very well delivered, but we both agreed that the writing was.
It just doesn't. It's cut and paste.
It's cut and paste.
Yeah, that's it.
But we knew why she turned, right? It wasn't one of these turns that was like super shocking. It was like, you joined my fucking match.
That's the thing, right? It feels like. That was the misstep, right? Is they tried to...
Becky was about to win, right?
Right.
I just remember the booking. She had the arm bar on Mella, who, by the way, on the Titantron, watching her just hysterically crying was so good.
Yeah.
But she cannot wrestle.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but what I was going to say is that she, like, Becky, like, the reason that it's tricky to have her be like, oh, you guys don't really like me, and blah, 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 and do that whole kind of, like, cookie cutter heel stuff is because her gripe... makes sense to a reasonable bystander where it's like, no, yeah, of course you were working hard and then Charlotte inserted herself. Of course you're upset, right? So it doesn't have that, like, there's nothing for us to disagree with her about.
Right.
So they had to shoehorn in this, like, oh, I don't like you guys anymore thing. And it just felt like she was breaking up with the WWE universe, which is, like, kind of heartbreaking.
She was like, oh, yeah, but you showed up to SummerSlam? I thought that was it. There was some interesting angles there. I mean,
like, Becky, I like you, but no one's boycotting SummerSlam for you.
Yeah, I think she's got to listen. The last kick. I nothing about Becky works for me. I mean, she looks not true. She looks cool.
Right.
She looks like a pro wrestler. I love the hair.
What? I'm gonna be wearing those goggles on the playa, man.
Oh yeah, I mean Burning Man. Those are gonna come in handy.
Yeah,
those are gonna be handy and dandy. Yeah, cool. But I mean, she needs more of like a Ciampa thing to be like a heel, right?
Yeah, yeah. To like just be, to what, like just like vicious. Just
I don't know. What is it? The women don't like. They don't like abuse each other. Like think about Randy Orton is doing a Jeff Hardy.
Right. Yeah. The closest thing would be like. The way like Luna Vachon used to.
I'm seeing right now.
Nikki Cross.
I'm saying like Bayley and Sasha like had like this long blow off, and then they became a tag partner. They went to therapy, and then they became a tag partner.
Right.
Which
building up to a breakup that no one gives a shit
so
about.
It's like we need like Alexa Bliss has got no teeth. Carmella has no teeth. Like none of the heels in the women division actually like really.
Are scary.
They're not really like going where the guys are going.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's some
maybe
weird.
They can't. Maybe there's like the writing is just isn't there. They don't see them as that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're contending with this concept.
It makes it really difficult. So you're like, if I was Becky, I would have came out with black hair. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would have like be like, yeah, like the Ciampa thing, like no music, like something like that, where it's like I'm done like putting on these stupid goggles for you idiots, right?
Right.
But if you still come out steampunk,
right?
Like you're an Irish steampunk. Like it's like, you know what I mean? Like I don't like it.
Right. Well, why does something like that not work for her, and then like princess a pirate princess works for Kairi Sane.
Hey, it doesn't work for me.
Right.
I'm not a Kairi Sane mark.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, I think she's cool, but I mean, like, I'm like, yo, it's too stupid.
Right.
It works because it's in NXT, the land of fake heat.
Right,
we know
right,
this.
Right, right, right.
All right, like, right?
Right, yeah.
How many more examples do you need?
Right.
Ember Moon?
Who, by the way, I think Ciampa is going to fall victim to that if he ever comes up.
You think he'll fall flat?
Yeah, because everything that all of his heat is predicated on
boots.
what he did to Johnny Gargano. That has nothing to do with anybody in the main roster. Like they'll have to like really be careful with the way they debut him for that heat to transfer over.
Right.
They just won't.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Last thing we'll say, and then we'll end this, and then I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna watch NXT. I didn't get to go to NXT TakeOver, which was a bummer. But by the way, for future, I'll parlay this as the future shows that we do on Saturday night. I'm going to NXT, and then we're doing the show at midnight.
Because this time
I was doing the stand-up, so I had so much to do with technical, like recording it.
Right.
But the other shows going forward will probably be more like live podcast shows.
Right.
Until I come up with more pro wrestling material. and then, man, we'll go to NXT. We can even all sit together and then go over to the show.
There you go.
Because, man, I'm going to go. Now that I got this podcast, I'm going to. I want to sit. I'm going to, like, reward myself
right
by watching a nice five NXT matches. I know everything that happened, but anything you want to cover about NXT? I mean, it seems like people thought like it was a good show, but it didn't seem magic.
Well, that's the thing is like the last like three or four takeovers.
I mean, the Mania one was insanely have just been
stepping it up and up and up and up. And I would have been really surprised if they were somehow able to like. Step it up again.
Yeah.
This one was a lateral. It was as good as like the last one, but I think everybody kind of expected it to be better because of the trend. It wasn't a bad time, but it wasn't mind blowing.
Yeah. New Day tag champs.
Yeah. Good for
New
them.
New Day or tag champs. I can't wait till Aleister Black comes up.
Yeah.
I mean, man, he's going to be, I can't wait to see.
2 or 3 months, I think he's the injury.
Don't you get so excited to see if these guys are over or not? Like, Aleister Black's just one where I'm like, I can't imagine how he is not over.
Well, he's already been on main event. Like, he went against Curt Hawkins, like, a while ago and was pretty over even on main event, I think, because people
he's
knew
got
him.
An amazing moveset. Like, also, that's another thing is that, like, a guy like Bobby Roode doesn't wrestle in a way that can really, let's say Young Bucks, right? Those are guys who undeniably will pop any crowd.
Right.
Right? Let's put those guys as like a 10.
Right.
You know, like Aleister Black is like he's around a 7.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the entrance is cool. And then the first time he does that little backflip into the, he fakes out the tope and does a backflip and sits down. The first time he does that, people understand, I get this guy.
Right.
I get the kind of way he moves and stuff like that.
Right. Well, like almost, I put almost at like a 6, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
on that scale. Like I put him lower, and then I put Bobby Roode at like a 3.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
The thing with
Almas is that he got over in NXT.
By the way, that's not at their talent. That's,
no.
Remember, that's in terms of popping the crowd on arrival.
Right.
That's a POA.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to go in the Cal Colossar, a POA, a pop on arrival.
A pop on arrival scale.
Yeah.
About a 6 on the POA.
Yeah, Aaron Finney, add that to the Cal Colossar. That's a POA, a pop on arrival.
I think the thing with someone like Almas is that he built his reputation in NXT. He was La Sombra in NJPW.
Right.
Doesn't have that mask anymore, so all that is gone. So he had to build his reputation in NXT. He's going to have to build his reputation in, so yeah, low POA, but I think on a long enough timeline, it gets up there.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. New Day won the tag belts.
Yeah.
Cool. Against those dastardly Bludgeon Brothers.
The Bludgies.
Who I will say I really like that they're doing a Doomsday Device.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. But all right, let's round this out. SummerSlam, I mean, the live show, I will announce that, I'm just going to say this now. There will be some sort of Comedians of Wrestling because of the success of the Caveat SummerSlam-tacular. That my special will be available at some point. We're working on it. Anything, if you want things faster on the show, support the show.
Right.
If you want more of the show, support the show. You want a longer show? A lot of people don't like when we have to wrap it up quick. Anytime that happens is due to resources being limited, okay? So support the pod. Join our patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Get the, or just tell a friend. You got no funds? You tell a friend. You support the show. But I will announce, Survivor Series will be here in the Staples Center.
Yes.
We will have a live Comedians of Wrestling show here in LA. And we'll get more details as we close, but that's in November.
I'm going to NXT before that, too. So.
War Games, right?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm going to War Games.
It'll probably be after War Games, is my guess.
Right.
But I will be at War Games.
Yeah.
No question.
We'll pop on the
that's
red
gonna
line.
Be a great. That's going to be a great That's gonna be a great weekend. And yeah. So let's make that as successful as the last one, and that'll be dope. And then, okay, a couple things to cover before we go. If you want the T-shirt, Comedians of Wrestling, Cal, limited edition animal print T-shirt, which we all are holding in our possession right now. If you want one of those, hit me up on Facebook. Shoot me a message on there. And Yeah, and tell me your address, your size. They're $25 shipped if you live in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the U.S.
Who knows? Say,
I don't know. Probably yeah. 30, and that'll be shipped.
Yeah.
I think I sold one to Australia already. Well, I just said give me 30 because I don't know yeah. what it is to ship.
I think the shipping international now is like $20.
Really?
I think so, yeah. It went up.
All right. If it's a lot more, dude, I'm going to have to charge you a little more, but it's all good. But honestly, there's like 10, maybe 12 of them.
Yeah.
We have medium, large, XL, so message me. They look dope. You yeah. guys happy with your shirts?
I am.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Also, remember, we have a... Oh, Patreon episode. We're going to record. I'm going to post a poll in the Patreon. And by the way, the Patreon's going to be rejiggered now that I shot this thing. I'm going to figure out a new structure for it. But just right. know that if you stay, it's still at the at that $5 level. That's where you get the bonus episode. So that's going to stay the same.
Right.
So the bonus episode we're going to put out is going to be another wrestling movie review. I'm going to post a poll in there. You guys could choose which one, and we're going to do that. That'll probably come out sometime next week. All right. Here's the other big announcement. Sorry, more announcements. I am going to Japan.
Oh, nice.
So next week will be some kind of episode in place
okay.
of the normal episode.
Because I'll be in Burning Man. I'll be on Mars. You'll be in Japan.
Newman's going to be at Burning Man. Okay? We recorded this episode early so that Newman would be in here. So next week there will be a new episode of the Comedians of Wrestling, but it will not be recapping. It will not be recapping professional wrestling because I'm not even going to bother trying to watch, trying to watch Raw and SmackDown when I'm in Japan. If your question is, am I going to see New Japan while I'm there? No, they're not. They're actually in the United States.
Oh no, there's got to be other wrestling.
There is wrestling. Ziggler told me they're in Osaka while I'm there.
Uh huh.
But no chance I'm bringing Jamie to wrestling when we're in Japan.
Right, yeah.
Okay, there's no chance I'm doing that. I can't be like, we're going to a house show in Osaka. The other thing is, I'm never bringing Jamie back to wrestling unless it's, I'm taking her to WrestleMania 35, probably.
Right.
She's going to a Mania. Like, I want her to go to, like, a spectacle.
Right. In New York, right?
Yeah, New York, New Jersey. Cool. So that's that. So there will be a new episode next week, but it will not be our classic episode, and we will be back the week after that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Another thing. Letterman, our sponsor, Adam Letterman, attorney at law. Okay? Find him if you want free legal advice. He is in the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. We're talking about wrestling at 4 in the morning. You get his info in there hit him up. Dope-ass personal injury attorney. And anything else I got to plug? Oh, what? Oh, my God. There's even more. I got some shout-outs, okay? People who are official friends of the show for reviewing us on iTunes. Guys, I don't need to say it. Review this show. Support the pod. Review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. According to Anosh, it helps a lot, okay? So you might think iTunes is obsolete, but no, it's not. Those 5 stars actually matter and help the podcast a lot. We had a bunch of people give reviews, and to where we give them shout-out. Shout-out to John M. Silva, Elizabeth Muller, Xavier Kendrick, Nick Ramirez, Jacob Levitt, Corey Brown, a.k.a. Lord Hatsumi. That's what it says. Jacob Boland, the LaCroix boy. That's Whitelaw. The Truman, Nathan A., Kitty Pants. And 2 members of Huff Nation, Austin Huff and Josh Huff. Please write a review on there. Give 5 stars. You can just say this thing rocks. It's all good. And that helps us out a lot. Okay? Keep supporting the pod. Remember, we didn't play your cash-ins. But can we just throw them on the end?
Yeah.
Just tack them on at the end. But if you want to cash in on the show, remember, leave us voicemails and we will play them on the show. Cash-ins will be in full effect when I am back from the motherland of Japan, yucking it up with Tama Tonga.
Glorious. Glorious Nippon.
Absolutely. I'm going to be eating fucking udon noodles with Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa.
Man.
And Kenny Omega. Can you imagine if I pass Kenny Omega on the street?
Oh, man,
taking that picture.
I would smooch him on the cheek.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're done with SummerSlam. I'm going to sleep. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's ready to hike with
Huff Nation?
And don't change those dials because this ain't Cher, this ain't T-Pain. If you don't know who this is, let me quote Jay-Z. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Josh Huff of the Huff Nation. And my Huff take this week is on the double cheesy gordita crunch. They advertised that on Raw so many times one day that I had to get my ass up and go get one. So I'm here to talk about the drive-thru. Just give me 1 second.
Hi, 952.
Thank you, buddy.
Sauce?
No, thank you. I don't need no sauce.
All right,
so my real Huff take is about the Raw Women's Championship ceremony coronation that they had for Ronda on Monday. Oh, hold up.
All right. Right here.
Large Baja. Appreciate you, man. All right, anyway, so I thought it was fucking terrible. It didn't do any favors for Ronda. It didn't do any favors for Steph. It didn't do favors for anything going forward for building. It didn't do favors for the women around the ring. Oh, hold up, hold up. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good night, okay? All right, hell yeah. So I do want to open up a quick question to you guys. How do you think the women around the ring felt about that whole, that whole segment? You know, you're looking at Ronda. This is a woman that's been in the company for less than a year, has wrestled about the same amount of times as Brock Lesnar, even though she claims she's not Brock Lesnar and is still learning, and she just got handed the top title because she's an attraction. How do you think the women that have been there for 3, 5, even 10 years feel about that? I feel like they'd be pissed. I feel like I'd be pissed. But what do you guys think? Hike with Huff Nation. Yeah.
What's up, Jabroniacs? It's me, the ROCC. Oh, Rocco Marangeli, and I'm cashing in, baby. First off, I want to say what an awesome SummerSlam weekend. I had a blast. I had a blast at NXT. I had a blast at Caveat. I had a blast all over the place. I marked out all weekend. And I just want to know what your biggest mark out moment was for the whole weekend. For myself, I think it was the return of the Demon Finn Balor. I know it was a simple squash match, but when that music hit and the lights and the fog and the brimstone in the air, I just loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. And if I had anything to really complain about this whole weekend of SummerSlam, was the atrocities that I saw on Monday night, and I think I'm tiptoeing with too low on this one, the way Roman Reigns carried the belt to the ring. What a disgrace. Are you kidding me? You've been chasing this belt for 3 years, and you're going to drape it over your shoulder like you're going to Sunday school like a little moping kid? Come on. Wear that belt. Show it off. Show us the gold. Show us the luster. I don't want to hear that you can't buckle it because of your vest. If Kevin Owens can fit the belt around your waist, so can you, Roman Reigns. What do you guys think about that? Rocco out.
6:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tiptoe with Tulo, a.k.a. Fake Seth Rollins. What a weekend. Quick shout-out to the Cal Universe, everybody that was around for SummerSlam weekend. Every single bit of it was awesome. All the Jabroniacs that came out to the show Saturday night after TakeOver. Dan absolutely murdered it. Shebs absolutely murdered producing that show. Special shout out to Jerk Mills, Aaron Finnerty, and Wetzel, especially Wetzel, for almost drowning in a glass of water Saturday night after the show. And of course, last but not least, a special shout out to my wife, Carmella. Clearly, we were destined to be together forever. With that being said, I'd like to cash in on Becky Lynch and her insane promo. And just thinking, like, is this the best female promo of all time? I mean, it had everything. She looked incredible. The orange shirt rocks. The new heel turn rocks. I mean, just everything you would want. Grabbing the brass ring, shooting on the fans. I mean, if this is a sign for things to come with the evolution around the corner and creative and writing in behind it, I'm all in, baby. I love you guys. Dan, you fucking rock, dude. Newman, I hope you're there. Love you too, man. Oh, yeah, one last thing. I absolutely nailed that Shield reunion prediction like 4 weeks ago on my cash-in. Humble brag. Bye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.